business. Change of zone number 1812.
Good afternoon. At your March 14th, 2017 meeting, County Council held a public hearing regarding change of zone application 1812 Oxford Chase Development Corporation, care of Howard Crossan. At that meeting, the council deferred action for further consideration.
Mr. Cole, you had that deferred, I think.
Yes, we did. So, do we read anymore, or do you want to? The reason we deferred on it was to Mr. Wilson and I were concerned about the zoning, correct?
Mm-hmm. Put it in your microphone.
Right. Yes.
No, I just said Mr. Wilson and I were concerned about the change of zone from a C1, right? Or CR2?
It's a change of zone from AR1 to CR1.
To CR2 on Route 9.
Yes.
For the concept was a Dollar General and possibly maybe another store with it or something.
Correct.
And there was concerns about the, I was concerned about the applicant could do what they wanted to do under a B1, which would have been, there's less things under our current zoning scheme that would be permitted in the B1 and in the C1. And of course, we are all knowledgeable of the traffic situation on Route 9. And this intersection has been improved, and is there a full stoplight, or is it blinking still?
I believe it's a full stoplight.
Okay, they replaced the blinking with the full stoplight. So anyway, my concern was, and I think Mr. Wilson shared those concerns, that we should limit it to a B1 zone, which would then satisfy the applicant's needs and similar uses. But it would prevent some other things that might feel that I feel it would be maybe going too far. So, I guess I would have to make a motion, Mr. Moore, if I wanted to try to change this.
I have consistently taken the position to change to down zone, that it would take a new hearing, new application, that we do not simply from here change from a C1 to a B1.
Okay. In the past, we had other attorneys who said we could, but your position, and I'll accept that. Then I would make a motion to, let me ask you this then. If we... The only way to do that would be to turn it down today, or can we still defer on it and see if the applicant can the applicant make another application at the same time they're having an application pending? Is it a tough question?
you could defer on that if that was council's desire, and then at that point the applicant could withdraw the current application and then refile as a B1. We have seen that occur in the past.
Okay, so we could still defer?
Yes. On
it. Okay. Mr. Wilson, do you have any this week, or it's been 2 weeks, I believe, do you have any concerns at this point you would like to?
One thing I'm thinking, it's done past public hearing.
Pardon me?
The public was satisfied with it.
Oh, so you don't have the concerns anymore?
That's my concern. Yes, sir.
Pardon me?
Yep. I'll vote with you if that's what you want.
I agree with you. Okay, I wanted to get it down to a B1, and there's only four of us voting on this application.
That's true.
That's correct.
So as opposed to having it get defeated, possibly defeated with a 2-2 vote, I'll make a motion we defer again, and so the applicant can contemplate what they might want to do in the future.
Do they have to have another hearing?
No, not at this point.
Not at this point, but if they come in as a B1, yes, there would be a hearing.
If he wants to drop down to
a B1, we'd have to have the whole process. Hearing.
Yes.
He has to start all over again.
Yep. Yes.
Correct.
Well, I make a motion he don't have to pay nothing for his application.
Well, that's it. Let's deal with this first. We have a motion, Mr. Cole, to defer on
change of zone 1812. Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second it.
Mr. Wilson seconds it. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
I'm going to vote no for the deferral.
I'm abstaining from the vote.
Yes.
Mr. Burton abstaining. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes to defer, correct.
Yes to defer only.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll vote yes. Go ahead, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes to defer.
I'll vote yes to defer, but I think we need to get this thing, either they want to come in and do a B1 or we need to take action on changes on 1812.
Exactly.
So I would hope you do that expeditiously.
I will contact the applicant.
Thank you. Grant request.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two grants for your consideration. The first one is the Laurel Chamber of Commerce. They're requesting $1,000 for their sixth annual event, which is used to draw attention to Western Sussex County area businesses and tourism. The funds raised will not only benefit Laurel Chamber of Commerce, but also used for Nanticoke Health Services and their community lung cancer screenings. This is the largest fundraising event for the year for the chamber. Last grant received was $500, which was $250 from Mr. Vincent and $250 from Mr. Arlett.
Mr. Arlett, you have any thoughts?
I would...
For $1,000.
I would move... they are asking for $1,000. I would be okay with agreeable to their number if you are willing to still do half. So
okay.
I would move to $500 from my Councilmatic grant and $500 from your Councilmatic grant.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
You got it.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 to Laurel Chamber of Commerce for their Broad Creek Bike and Brew fundraiser, being $500 from Councilman Arlett's account and $500 from my account. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is the First State Community Action Agency is requesting $1,000 for their annual miniature golf tournament that benefits community youth programs administered by First State. Support will provide opportunities for youth to engage in arts and sciences to improve their academic performance through tutoring and homework assistance, enhance their knowledge of money and banking, participate in cultural enrichment and recreational activities, receive mentoring and case management, as well as college prep and skills training and workforce. Last grant received was $500, which was $100 from each council member. And since this is for a youth program countywide, this would qualify for a countywide youth grant.
Pleasure, Council.
I would move to do the same.
Second. Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 to First State Community Action Agency for their golf tournament fundraiser that benefits the youth of the county out of the countywide youth grant. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Opposed zoning ordinance introductions. Mr. Moore.
There are none.
There are none. Council member comments. Comments of council. Moving right along, we're now at time for our public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This time, this is